views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. It is so good to be back with you today after a couple of weeks of break. And boy, I really felt very blessed, and I had quite a bit happen, and it was very much an experience. We went and spent a good 10 days down in Panama, down in Central America, and I have to say, it was humbling. It was enlightening, and the love and the generosity that came from the hearts of the people there, everyone that I met, whether they were Panamanian or people that were from other countries living there, I want to give everyone that I met a big shout out of thank you and gratitude, because I have never felt so much love and connection with humanity in a while. But we can do that here. I'm not saying we don't do that back home, but when you go off the grid, and that's what I did, I didn't tell anybody what I was doing because I truly needed to go off the grid. When you go off the grid, I mean, for me, it's technology. I just need to disconnect so I can connect more with spirit. I'm connected every day with spirit, and I'm connected with the angels all the time. But let me tell you, even though you do this and I do this all the time and I use technology, it's a wonderful thing for what we do here with radio, especially. But when you go off the grid and you really just make it about the intuition and you make it about that connection with what you sense, it's a whole new ballgame. It's a whole new world that opens up even more. And it was very refreshing. And I came back very excited and very humbled. I came back feeling very loved, and I was able to give it, and I felt very restored and rejuvenated. So in saying that, you don't have to travel across the world to do that. You can do that at home. But how hard is it to actually turn things off for a little bit, go off the grid, so to speak, just disconnect all the technology and be? And when you do that, you're going to really be able to hear your heart and your higher self that comes through the heart, which is our topic today. Our topic today is about angel guidance. And I'm saying angel guidance because it is angelic guidance. They want to help you hear, tune in, and resonate and clearly receive the messages that come from your higher self. They want not to tell you what to do as much as to help you tune into that. We all have that higher self part of us, but are we listening to it? Are we connected to it? Are we just not even noticing it? I mean, who's running the show there? When your higher self is guiding you, which is going to take you along your soul's journey path, so to speak, it's going to be a heartfelt, it's going to feel from the heart. I don't know how you couldn't, honestly. I mean, I can only speak from what I understand and have experienced myself with this, and what I've seen many other people as well that have had the same experience. But if it's heartfelt and it comes through the heart chakra, how could you not feel an emotion with that? How could you not feel something? Because that's where emotions are processed. That's connecting with a heart-centered path. when we are working from a mind or, you know, making decisions with our mind, it's not going to feel connected like that as much. You're going to feel a little bit more, you know, methodical with it. Absolutely nothing wrong with having some logic and using your mind. But what I want to do for myself personally and what I'm sharing with you today is the joy and happiness that I truly feel when I align my mind, listening to my heart's intentions, listening to that, because now you're listening to your higher self. And your higher self is always giving you messages all the time with that. The angels came through when I was working on the show for today. We want to help them understand and hear that. We want to help them. We want to just guide them gently to trust their heart. How many of you are feeling tugs and pulls, but you talk yourself out of it? How many times does that happen? You feel like, well, that's just not logical to do. That's just not the way it's always done. That's not how everybody else does it. Maybe it's time for a new way to do it. Maybe you're going to be one of the first ones to do that. You're the only one, really, that's going to know what that heart intention is, because that's coming from you for you to help guide you with why you came here. Now, the heart awareness is a big one. And a lot of times we don't know if we're ready to go there or not, because we're like, oh, if I listen to that, I'm going to have to give this up, or I'm going to have to change my direction. It won't feel very safe. That's one of the biggest things I hear. It doesn't feel very safe to choose that, because it may be telling you to change up something major in your life, whether it's a job, a location, a relationship. You know, it might be big like that. But guess what? Then the tugging at your heartstrings, if you want to put a metaphor to it, it won't go away if it's coming from your higher self. That message will be the same. It won't change. It'll continually give you that same message. And the resistance that we have to that is what can cause anxieties and stress. And, you know, we're just not feeling happy. You know, you may be feeling stagnant with what you've done. You may have been having the most incredible journey, and then all of a sudden something flipped and it doesn't feel to be moving forward anymore. That doesn't mean any of what you were doing was a mistake, or what you're still doing and you just feel kind of in a standstill. It just means that the energy will stop at a corner or a crossroad. That's the way I'm describing it. You'll feel this momentum and you're moving forward. You're moving forward. It's like flying. It's going. You're feeling energized with it. All of a sudden, it seems to come to a standstill. And it'll do that when you're at a crossroads where the soul is like, okay, we're at the spot where you need to change direction. You need to go this way. You need to turn right, left, whatever it might be. That's the way I describe it and the way it feels. And that can feel strange, because you know, okay, it's just this way. There's no second guessing. It's this way. It's good. It's great. You're flying. And then this crazy experience comes up where, how come it doesn't feel like it did? Why did it change? And honestly, if you can acknowledge, okay, this feels a little out of my comfort zone. I'm not sure where I'm going with this. And just not run away from it, not avoid it, but actually turn the volume up just a little bit more and listen to it. I mean, listen to that. You're going to find that it can be the best thing ever. You're going to find that it will challenge you. It will take you in a direction you're not familiar with, because it's time for you to grow. They're not negatives as we perceive them, as much as they are. It's time to grow. It's time to learn something else. It's time to continually expand your consciousness and your awareness. Your soul and your higher self are going to take you on a path that way. That is a truth to happiness in that. That is where true happiness resides, is following that path. I mean, it's temporary, and you can have quick fixes when you go the other path, but it won't last. And you know what I'm talking about. I know everybody's felt it at least a few times already. But this is the real deal. And it makes a better person out of you if you don't avoid it. It makes you grow. It makes you really appreciate more. You find that things matter. So I'm going to leave you with that little introduction while we take a short break. We are talking about how the angels want to guide us through connecting with our heart awareness. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show, and we will be right back after the break.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true, so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Jen Royster Show. And our topic today is guidance from our angels for heart awareness, connecting to that heart and that higher self that's bringing those choices to you. Now, it can be challenging if it's really taking you in a completely different direction. And I was introducing that in the first segment. Now, I want to talk about the energies that are out there right now that are flowing in and, you know, hitting us from all directions. I mean, July is an interesting month anyway, and I did an angel show on that a couple of weeks ago, and so that's in the archives if you want to hear the energy for July. But in a nutshell, quickly, on the July energy, there's some dynamics there that are going to push you a little bit. It's going to push you. It can feel like it's just, I mean, pushing a little aggressively if you're resisting. The more you're resisting or have fear about what it seems to be pushing you toward. That's the resistance. And I wanted to acknowledge that and let you know what that was. Believe it or not, sometimes you have to just stop dead in your tracks, turn around and go, okay, what do you want? Why are you pushing me this way? Just go there, turn around and go head to head with it, because it will go, okay, yes, I just want you to hear this. I want you to listen to this. This is coming from within. The energies are pushing to help you go in those directions that are unique to you. So everybody's going to feel this a little bit differently. Now, if there's a lot of toxicity or negativity going on there, you know, it could get a little bumpy. I'm not going to kid you on that. However, it doesn't have to be. So I did want to address that because it's important, because people are thinking it's knocking me all over the place. Stop and go, okay, what are you trying to tell me? Ask that. Ask, what are you trying to tell me? What do I need to know here? Ask, and then allow it to come to you in the way it wants to. You may find that it'll come into very unique, interesting dreams, things like that. But this energy in July is to really, it's a bit grandiose. You know, Leo's got his thing going on there. But, you know, in a way, it can feel like it's an Aries energy, kind of aggressive. But it's the different alignment of the planets. And so you go look at that. I don't want to spend too much time on that with this show, because I want to keep the focus on why we want to turn into that heart awareness. Now, your heart is a center of powerful energy. The heart is one of the most powerful places of energy sending out signals. And it truly is the place where you want to be making your choices versus your mind, you know, the thought. When you align them together, that's even more powerful in manifesting. That's tremendous. But listening to the heart, you're actually listening to why you came here and to who you really are. That's the goal when we come here, is to come here and do what we came to do, learn what we came to learn. And when we allow the challenges to show us, okay, what's the lesson with this? What is it that I need to understand? Then you're growing. You've already shifted gears in a positive way. You've already changed the direction to, okay, I'm willing to listen to this. I'm willing to explore it, learn as much as I can about it. I mean, if it's asking you to do a big choice, of course you want to do your homework. Now, that's where you want to bring your logic and your mind into it and apply it positively. Not instead of, you know, I think I'll just stay with where I am because it's comfortable and I know I'm going to get this amount of money on my paycheck, or I know I've got this, Matt, you know. It's staying in a safe zone, but you may not be as happy because it's not challenging you anymore. Believe it or not, we grow quite a bit with challenge. It's just one of the things that's out there. It's a fact that humans, we learn through challenge. It's not like we want to always worry about which shoe's going to drop or anything like that. But it's learning to shift the attitude and perspective towards challenges and different things that come up. I mean, when you don't know how to do anything, yes, you're out of your comfort zone. You're absolutely out of your comfort zone. And I'll give you a good example. I mean, when, like I said, we just came back from Panama and we speak very little Spanish, and we are learning our Spanish because we plan to go and visit more of the Latin American countries, because we have listeners down there and I want to say hello to you. But I also respect that it's not just about somebody speaking mine. I want to learn how to communicate with the world. And it's one of many languages I want to learn. Well, when you go into a place that's unknown to you, and as soon as you come off the plane and you can't even read any of the signs, it takes you, you know, it's a bit. So, but what that did was I had to really tap into my heart and my intuition even more. And I live that way anyway. But when you have everything familiar taken away from you and you're in this place where, okay, now I have to trust my intuition, let me tell you what, it won't let you down. It will speak clearly. You'll be able to hear it better. So don't be afraid. I'm sharing that because don't, and I loved it. I would do it again. That was the best thing ever. And it was refreshing to hear it so clearly. And the angels were letting me know every day. My husband was even like, wow, I cannot believe how that's just happening. They will let you know that they're there and they've got your back. They're with you. All you got to do is ask, and you wouldn't believe the things that were happening. I mean, I could go on and on about that. It was amazing. And I know all this stuff already. But at the same time, it took me out of my comfort zone, and I got to explore it at a deeper level. You can do that when you are learning about something you're not very familiar with. Don't be afraid of it. Explore it and learn about it. Allow yourself to be a student at times. I mean, teachers, real teachers, for me, the best teachers are the ones that are still learning and they're sharing everything they learn. I love that. I do that with you guys. I know that's, to me, a teacher. I'm learning all the time. And I want to share with somebody that I can help, you know, with wherever they're learning. And if you're not learning, you're not growing. So don't be afraid of learning something new. That can always feel like you're out of the comfort zone or you're awkward with that. The safe zone will feel like you can do it without thinking. And it almost causes a disconnect once you've been in that rut for a while. You know, if you love it and you're thriving and you can't wait to wake up and live your life every day and you're still doing that same thing for 20 years, then you're still growing and learning and thriving in that energy. So let me be clear about that. It's when you don't feel that anymore. You don't feel that enthusiasm or here we go again. I got to do this again. When you don't feel like it's just being creative anymore or, you know, you're just not feeling inspired. You're probably in a crossroads that you need to review, explore, and look into. Now, the July energies are kind of pushing. They're pushing our buttons a little bit, and it can be a very positive experience, or it can feel very overwhelming and a bit combating. If you feel like you're in the combating side of it, just stop, take a moment, and say, okay, ask the angels, ask the universe, can you help me out with this? Can you show me what I'm trying to learn, or at least the subject or the area of life? And sometimes you may not feel like, it's like, what am I trying to learn? I feel like it's everything. It does feel like that a little bit at times when you're in a brand new experience. Or maybe you need a little nudge to make a choice. Are you very hesitant to make a choice? Do you feel like it's easy for everybody else to just change directions and they can just do it, and I don't ever seem to be able to do that? And I actually wrote, it's not a big article, it's a short article, very quick read, but it just came to me yesterday, and it's on my website if you want to read it, on the power of choice. And it's there. I just put it out yesterday. Wasn't even planning to do that. So I knew it was purely channeled to put it out there. It was just very spontaneous to do. I just allowed it, and there you go. So, you know, when you have this mindset or you believe that people never change, and that's what the article is about, then no, you probably won't. If you believe that, then you won't. So that's something to explore. That's something to explore. Like, what do you believe on that? Do you believe you can, or do you believe you can't, or it never works? Because the sky's the limit when it comes to the universe and your higher self. There's no rules like that. We put them on ourselves. We hold ourselves back when we believe things like that. So, no, I even had somebody yesterday say, you know, after all these years of looking at the law of attraction, spiritual law of attraction, I never could understand it. It's frustrating. Yeah, it is when you're first into it, if you're not fully comprehending how that works. And there's people that get upset like it doesn't work. It does. Just stay with the program and keep growing and listening to your heart. Now, wow, break time already again. So We're going to take a short break. We're going to come back. If you want to call in, if you have a question about this, 1-800-930-2819. We are talking about angels guiding us to connect with our heart awareness. Stay with us. We'll be right back after the break.
She had silky smile. She took a standard pose as she presented herself. She had sultry eyes. She made it perfectly plain that she was his for a price. But he said, leave me alone. I'm a family man. And my bite is much worse than my bite. He said, leave me.
Clairvoyance, a gift few have.
And even fewer match the powers of one of America's best.
Dr. Linda Salvin. Dr. Linda's uncanny ability drills to the core of your issues to bring you quick and accurate answers and predictions. In more than two decades, Dr. Linda has helped over 75,000 people.
On national radio, by phone, in person.
When you need answers, Dr. Linda makes it clear. Book your time with this legendary seer now. Click on lindasalvin.com.
Or call 888-509-1077.
Looking for some great family fun in a distinctly New England atmosphere? Hi, this is Joy Solson-Resnikoff, welcoming you to Old Mystic Village. Browse over 50 unique shops and restaurants. Enjoy fresh air while strolling flower-filled pathways. Visit our duck pond or just find a comfy bench. Sit and relax and people watch. And four-legged friends are always welcome. For a list of village events and shops, visit oldmysticvillage.com. Come spend a relaxing day at Old Mystic Village, your neighborhood shopping experience.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Are you tired of being bloated and nauseous? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know eating unhealthy foods eventually leads to an unhealthy digestive system? Did you know eating the most healthy, nutritious food doesn't necessarily result in a healthy body? The stomach must be healthy in order to properly digest, metabolize, and utilize even the best of nutrition. Without proper digestion from the stomach through the intestinal tract, the nutritious value is not absorbed, and the improperly digested food can be more toxic to your body than helpful. You can be doing all the right things and getting all the wrong results. In fact, other organs may also be interfering with your stomach's ability to digest. With CRA, we are able to determine the specific cause of the digestive issue and use the proper nutrition to correct the imbalance. Contact us today for your appointment at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. Or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
What is your why? Is coach training right for you? Maybe you're changing careers. Maybe coaching can help you revitalize an existing career. Mark Rayner and the Rayner Institute can help you manifest your goals. Classes start April 27th and 28th. To learn more, visit RaynerInstitute.com to enroll today. That's RAYNERInstitute.com.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Jen Royster Show. And our topic today is angel guidance for heart awareness. Now, the angels came to me quite a bit yesterday with all this. Like I said, I put that article out on the power of choice. And then it was about this heart awareness. And the choices being made by the heart. We're looking at heart-centered choices. Now, I know this may not be a brand new topic to you if you've heard about this before. And the word or the term higher self, if that's a new one to you, what I'm describing with that is who you really truly are. That true essence of your soul, you, your spirit, you know, what drives you, what's your passion? That is going to come from your heart. It's not going to come from your mind. The personality is what I call the ego, not egotistical, just the ego side of us. That's our personality and how we are known out in the world, you know, who we are to other people, what you allow other people to see. That's that side of it. And then there's like, okay, this is what the group mind thinks I should do. And I should do it because that's what everybody else does. Is that an alignment with your heart? That's a big one. And you are going to more than likely, and I think everybody, if at least one time or another, recently, especially this year, wow, this year is just really a fast moving, change it up. It's just keeping us on our toes. Every day is just keeping us on our toes with the change. But if you are truly connected into the heart and the true self, the higher self, you have happiness no matter what you're accomplishing, no matter how much money or how little you have or where, you know, none of that, it just affects you. You are happy. You are going to feel very abundant. You're going to be, you know, thriving in your health, everything. It connects. It all connects. So if you're stressing about something that feels strange or something's happened and so now it's out of the comfort zone and now you're thrown into this situation, the first thing, I want to give you a couple of tips. And these are things that I do that I have found work really, really well. Because growing up, for me, we grew up in an environment where be worried and afraid of everything. And I had to overcome that. It took a while. And, you know, things will pop up and you find, oh, no, I'm going down that path again. No, just stop. Just stop yourself and take a moment and ask for some guidance. Ask for some protection and to clear and to shield up a little bit so you don't feel overwhelmed. But then take steps forward. Take proactive steps into what is drawing you in. If it's a heart-centered choice, it's going to feel like a magnetic pull. No kidding. If it's a major redirection, if you're at a point in your soul's journey where it's time to make a major shift or direction, you're just going to feel like it's just constantly in your thoughts, your mind, your dream. You know, you just can't seem to get away from this very strong magnetic pull. The more important that transition or that shift is that it's your heart, your higher self's trying to tell you, you need to pay attention to that. If it's very strong, but it looks like a crazy, dangerous move the way you're seeing it, explore it, learn about it, learn everything you can, do some homework, do some reading, do some research, learn about it. Because, you know, that's going to help you feel empowered, not like, why is it wanting me to throw everything away that I just acquired? You know, it may even be like that. A lot of times it can feel like that. Why am I losing relationships or friends? And, you know, you have to go there. You have to go there and look at it and say, what are you trying to show me? What do you want me to learn? What is the lesson that I have in this? Honestly, that is the most efficient way to go through these kinds of things. Once you're going through it and you just turn around and you stop running and you face it, you're like, wow, that's the best thing. You know, after you're through it, usually, you know, after you're through it and you're past it, you're going, wow, that was the best thing ever. I wouldn't be where I am today if that hadn't happened and challenged me. Those are those times we're talking about. Now, because it's moving so fast, all of the energy just really nonstop. I mean, it's just nonstop. It just keeps coming at us, right? Right now, that's just the way the alignment is of energy flowing through because we are in a global transformation. Everybody is going through something with a shift. Everybody. And you're going to see a lot of reactions that are all over the place. You're also going to see reactions that are really wonderful. And you're going to find that you'll do a little bit of both too. So take the focus back on what you should be working on for you versus what everybody else is going through, because they're going through theirs. But you're going to be contributing to a better world and a better consciousness level for all of us if you go in and not ignore what's right in your own heart. What's in there? What is your heart telling you? What is that magnetic pull that wants you to shift up something? Let something go, learn about something new, explore something out, you know, all these things. Don't be afraid of that. Now, if you are finding that you have a lot of anxiety about it, start jotting down some things. You know, do your list. The lists help you organize that mind that's doing that. Write down, this is what would be good about it. This is what would be really scary. You know, all the different kinds of lists. Have two or three lists if you want. But write it down. Get that energy out of the mind spinning around like a crazy wheel there. Get it out on paper and explore it. And have separate sheets of paper for that. Like, here's what would be great. And then this is the parts I'm concerned about. This is the parts that really freak me out. You know, make your list. Look at them, explore them after you get them out. Because if you are getting that mind thought out, and I always like using pen and paper versus typing. If typing's what you got, that's fine too. But there's something about the energy of your mind and that thought coming through the pen on the paper for me personally. But that's me. I like the painting at the easel too. Same thing happens there. Whatever's working for you is fine. If it's a computer or an iPad or whatever, that's fine. But it's getting it out into the physical world and written down so it's reflecting back so you can look at it. That's a very powerful thing to do. And once you do that, now you can organize your list if you like. You may see something on one list you want to move to another list. Bottom line, when the full moon comes up again, and I don't have that in front of me, so I'm not sure when it is. We just had one on July 2nd, so it'll be a little bit later. When the full moon comes up, you want to get rid of, tear it up, burn it up. I've even heard putting it in the freezer. I kind of like making ashes out of it and let them scatter into the wind so it really truly disconnects the binding energy is the way I look at it. It's just representative of releasement of what you don't want. So whichever list is like, okay, that's not what I want. And this is about things that you're afraid of that your heart's trying to tell you in a new way. Everything will have a challenge to it when you're learning something new. So say it's about a big major move. Okay, what is on that con list you're worried about? Is it schools for your children? Is it about a job? What is it? It's a fear of what you don't know yet. Well, we want to release the fear is what you're burning up and getting rid of, you see? So on the list that's positive, change what that fear is. Like if it's, I'm worried I won't find a good school for my child or something like that, whatever it might be. Change it, put it on the pro list, the good list, and rewrite that sentence into a positive like it's already manifested. I have a fantastic new school for my child. I mean, rewrite what the fear is and the opposite, like it's resolved. Put that on the good list, you see? You're going to reconvert. Okay, so once you have the list, the fears are going to be on that con list mainly, and like what you don't want. Reverse them into what would be a awesome outcome, and then get rid of all those fears. That's what you want to get rid of. You don't even have to wait for full moon. I'm just saying that will help you even stronger. But, you know, the new moon would be the list of good things that you're wanting to bring in. And say one of the things is, I don't know if I'm ready for this. I don't know if I want to change. You may not be ready to change. You will feel if it's pulling you, it might be a little bumpier. It'll keep reminding you. Ask for ask for some protection and some guidance and some gentle ways that you could take half steps, little steps, gentler steps, so you can go toward the goal. Believe it or not, you can ask for that, and you would be quite surprised how that'll come through. You can say, okay, instead of taking all these big giant steps so fast, can I just kind of go a little at a time? And they'll let you do that. The goal is to keep growing and not always have to take little steps like that. And you'd be able to just go, I trust it. It's never let me down. It's never failed me. Your higher self is never going to fail you. It's never going to let you down. It's the one thing you can trust out of anything. The angels want to support you with what you need so you don't avoid and you're not afraid to listen to your heart. That's the message today. They don't want you to be afraid to listen to your heart. You don't want to be afraid. You don't want to avoid it. You want to actually turn around and go, okay, what is it that you want me to know? What is it that I need to learn? What is it that I can take away from this and grow and then feel free to move again and feel alive again? That's what you want to do. Absolutely. So we're going to take another short break. When we come back, we'll do the final segment. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We're working with angel guidance for heart awareness and listening to our heart and higher self. We will be right back after the break.
Doctor loves quickies.
Mary's about ready to give love the shove, because no matter what she tries, guys don't know that she's alive. To turn guys on, she needs to turn on those green lights, nonverbal cues that say, over here. Most guys won't approach unless they're cleared for landing. So ladies, to kickstart your love life, turn on those green lights and flash your pearly whites. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf of AskDrLove.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start willing the game of life with the unique and incomparable Lynn Brown. As an intuitive healer and experienced business manager, Lynn can help you live your life to its full potential. To learn more about Lynn, visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, letter U, intuit.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
We're back for the last segment. I'm Dr. Jen. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Jen Royster Show. Our topic is about the angel guidance, how they really want to help you turn inward to heart awareness for heart choices. this is a big time. We've been talking about we've got to choose. We've got to choose. We don't want to be afraid to choose. So we've been talking about all of that and how to do that and all the parts we might be worried about. Let's talk a little bit in this last segment about, okay, all right, I faced it. I'm turning inward. I'm listening. So what do I do now, right? Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That is exactly what it will feel like. Okay, I'm listening. Now what? You're going to have to take a deep breath with that one at times. Sometimes it comes in very quickly. Sometimes it does not. Here's the thing that's beautiful about angel guidance. They will gently guide you with where you are, what's going to be good for you. It's the best way to do it. Personally, for me, I won't do anything like that without them because they won't take me beyond what I can handle because their goal is to make sure I am connecting with the higher self, just like you. Their goal is to help us do that. So they don't want to deter you. They don't want to scare you. They want to help you feel safe so you can do it. That's the most powerful thing I have ever discovered in my life. And that is what I want to share with you. Now, one of the bigger things that you may find is like, now I'm listening, but I don't hear anything. Watch out for the instant gratification. It won't come in like that. It'll come in exactly the way you need it. And it will teach you about just trusting one step at a time. One step at a time is going to be the theme here. I'm sure it will come in several steps, and it will if you're ready. If you're ready for several at once, that's exactly what will happen because they want you there. They're all about helping you get there. They're about supporting you to be the best, the highest, the happiest, everything you could possibly be in your lifetime. They're not about wasting that or deterring that. If you feel that you have distractions that keep you from doing it, watch out for those. What are the distractions? A big distraction can be everybody else's opinion about what you really want to do. Yep. And that's going to be one to resolve. So ask for guidance with that. Like, you know, how can I do this? I mean, if that's one of the things that's a challenge for you, that might be where you are in learning that one. Because people are going to respect and love you when you're being real. And if you're raised where, nope, they're not going to approve, that's going to be a bit of a hurdle for you. I know. And I've been through that one myself. I understand that. But I also know that I've come through several experiences with it. It's always so much better, and it's always so much more love when I listen to it. I can share what I've experienced personally. I'm not trying to tell you what to do. I'm trying to share how you can turn in and listen and what you can do when you feel a little leery or you don't want to go there. Ask them to help you out with that step. You may be asking a lot when you start to face it or when you start to turn inward, when you start to look at and explore changing it up. Yes, it will feel out of the comfort zone. Yes, it will. That's the truth of it. I'm not going to make that up. You're going to feel a little awkward with it because it might be asking you to give up some things that you really feel comfortable with. What's your attachment to those things? People, places, whatever it might be. Look at that. So each time you feel one of these pop up, just ask, can you help me with this one? And look for something positive in the new direction. That's one of the big ones I want to give you. That's going to feel a little dark, but look for a bright spot. Look for something, even if it's a small one. Because as you start to focus on, well, what's positive here about taking that new direction and what my heart is trying to tell me to do here, and you will have positives where you are right now, and that doesn't take those away. You carry that good energy with you. It wants to show you more to experience. So if we stay right in the ones that we have right now, we never explore and we never enjoy and have the blessing of new ones, you see? So you have those, you cherish those, and those were wonderful, but then you allow yourself to open up and receive new gifts, new things that are going to come through, things right when you need them, things one step at a time. Like I said, actually one step at a time is very smart because you're not overwhelmed. And all of the angelic realm, your guardian angels are so there ready to help you do this. So whatever you find that you're going through at this particular time in your life, the energies in July will really help you sort things out, ask for a positive outcome with this energy, and to utilize it in the most efficient way possible, because it's time for you to ascend as well, just like everybody else. It's time for everybody to feel, you know, feel more positive, feel a lot more going forward. And, you know, don't let something hold you back. Now, you will have emotions. You may have to cough up what I call the emotional hairballs, right? You may have to, you know, deal with a few of those. They'll help you with that too. They are honestly the most gentle support team ever out there. If you're worried about what you're listening to, shield up and ask only for the divine love to come through and guide you, and it will be there. You want to tune out anything that's sabotaging, whether it's coming from another person, another opinion, whatever the group mentality might be. What you want to do is focus on what can you contribute to lift yourself in a positive way in love, and what will also resonate from you outward to others in humanity and into the world, all of us. So when we do all of that as an individual, we are really a part of a major community called life, and we're making a difference. So with all the things that are happening out there that seem crazy, there's a lot of good things going on too. And I want to help you bring the focus into that, because the more we have on that, the more we have growing and helping humanity as a whole and helping you. With that, I have really enjoyed bringing this message to you. I mean, I always do every week. If you want to learn a little bit more about things that I'm doing, that article I told you about on the power of choice is in your corner. That's on my website. I just posted it yesterday. It's a very short read. It's only a few paragraphs, but it's a powerful message that they wanted me to give you. It's right there on my website, jenroyster.com, JennRoyster.com. Please go check out the guided meditations. They're all free for download. My workshop is over there if you want to sign up and really start connecting with the eighth chakra. And the newsletter's there. Join our newsletter, our weekly newsletter. I put out all the latest upcoming shows, the discounts for things, events, different things that I'm doing. Now, I want to leave you with one thing. I want to leave you with as much energy in the word love that I can possibly conjure up. And I want to just send that right out to you right now, because every one of you deserve it. Every one of you deserve your happiness, and every one of you deserve to be respected. And that's what I want to give you right now. I wish you great love and happiness in everything that you do and in all the things you're learning and growing through. Stay with me, and I will see you next week here on the Jen Royster Show. I wish you much love. Namaste.
You've been listening to the Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and TransformationTalkRadio.com.